This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, it's time for our Sister Girl update. Mm-hmm. Where's Kamala Harris? Is it Kamala? It's Comedy Harris, that's for sure. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Why aren't black people up in arms over Kamala Harris's lack of any significant role in the Biden debacle they call an administration? Where is Sister Girl? She's Robin to Biden's Batman. You know, she's supposed to be taking on the huge burden. She's supposed to be his number two, filling in the gaps. And we know how bad he is. Remember during the campaign when she would have to step up and help him, remind him of stuff? Now they have banished her to the deep, dark recesses of Africa. Where is she? Wow. Why isn't the women's movement, is it women's movement or women's, yeah, women's movement, why aren't they demanding more? They got a legitimate vice president female who will likely step into the role of president, fake president, but still president, you know, if something happens to Joey Demento, and she's nowhere to be seen. What is she doing to help fight the women's battle out there? You know, black women only make 62 cents to every dollar of a white man on average. That's less than white women. Kamala should be fixing that. At the very least, get black women up to white women level. She ain't on that job. She's supposed to have taken care of the border situation. Has she been back? What's been done? Or is it being solved? So far, I don't think so. For women who, or the woman, I should say, who would take over in the event of Joey Demento's demise, one would think her profile would be higher than a hippie at Burning Man. And you can't even... I Googled Kamala Harris. Because normally if you just Google the name, it'll say, Kamala Harris is over here, or this person's doing that, or whatever. Now, of course, her wiki came up, her Wikipedia page, and all kinds of pictures of her. She's the first black vice president, whatever. But there was no story of, oh, Kamala Harris is working on this legislation. She'll be traveling to Minneapolis to address the issues around George Floyd, or policing, or the cops, or not. I'm serious. She's been banished. Is she in India visiting family? New York Post. This was earlier this month. Top female Democrats and Kamala Harris allies, all two of them, held a crisis dinner last month to strategize on the recent onslaught of negative press the VP in her office has received, according to a report. A crisis dinner. What's that going to cost us? Because you know they wrote it off. The purpose of the dinner was to urgently create a plan to defend the vice president and her chief of staff, Tina Flournoy, amid claims of a toxic office. Shocking. A black woman, or Indian, depending on what you want to look at. In this case, black. Sister Girl is being said to have a toxic work environment. What? And here I thought toxic masculinity was the only thing that was out there. There's toxic femininity, and also it can be ethnic? Whoa! Y'all don't realize this is a bigger revelation than you think. Toxic masculinity, step aside, take a back seat, get to the back of the bus, Rosa Parks, toxic masculinity, because toxic femininity, toxic half-black, half-Indian femininity, half-Jamaican, is in the house. This meeting was also held to discuss how to boost Harris's national media footing and leverage her experience as a prosecutor, California's attorney general, and senator to hit back at criticism. What they want to do is they want to rip out her resume. Do you not remember who you're dealing with over here? She is a former senator and the AG of California. And you will not talk to her in this manner. You will not deal with her like this here. Mm-mm. Pass me some of that Aunt Jemima syrup. Let me just say, they want, there's nothing for them to put their to dote on in terms of action. So they're going to fall back on her reputation as a senator. Well, hey, let's fall back even further with her reputation as a sleep your way to the top, at all costs get to power, little floozy. Okay, dare I say it, a skank. The vice president of this country is a skank. The president of this country is a demented old fool and a clown who was made to choose a skank because guess what? Neither one of them is qualified, and that is the best that the left has to offer. It's worth a chuckle. So now they've got this dinner to try to get her prominence back up. Now, here's what's interesting. Things aren't any better for Joey Demento, her perceived boss. No better for him. He's embroiled in just as much controversy. Nothing this man does works. The only thing he's doing is he's doing the bidding of the people who really control this country. That's a scary thought when you think about it. Because if you're a free-thinking American and you know anything, you know Joe Biden's not in charge. He was elected, I should say, elected in a coup, but he's not in charge. When they decided, after Biden lost to New Hampshire and he went to South Carolina and Clyburn put him on the map there, and he was still getting ratings of less than 40% or whatever, much less, the jig was up. The powers that be said, he's the guy. We don't have anybody better. We can't let the gay guy in. We're certainly not going to let in any minorities. That's what the left was saying. They don't want to admit it. They had four black people to choose from, including Sister Girl. And they still chose this demented old white fool to put in the presidency, knowing that he's got one foot on a grave, another on a banana peel, and he's dumber than Mr. Magoo. So his stats are just as bad. The only thing is they're forced to make him look good. There's a whole media-driven community that says Biden's okay, he's doing okay. Or, oh, look at the polling, look at this, look at that. Don't believe any of it. You might as well believe WooFlu stats or crime stats, which I've talked about. They're all fake. So Sister Girl's got a perception problem, and I just decided to take a look at it, and we'll look at it a little longer here. Stay tuned.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Kamala Harris is such a cautionary tale for the Democrats. And, I mean, there's all kinds of metaphors for what's going wrong with the Democrats, but she's a cautionary tale. You know, shoehorned in with Joe Biden, the guy that she called a segregationist during the debates, during the campaign. She was right. Then she showed her true colors as she joins with the segregationists to join his ticket. Why? Because she seeks power. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. And by the way, go get the merch, free T-shirt, whatever what we are offering. Go check out the Flick Fest, our movie service. Support the cause. I'm going to break in real quick and tell you, the number of people that listen to this program understand what we're trying to do, no offense to you, but a fraction of you actually are doing the things that promote it and keep the wheels on the wagon. My team thanked me the other day because every time I do a speaking engagement, I just put the money into the account. And even though I'll just be blunt. We don't make enough money from radio or most of the things that we do to cover the bills. Melissa and I, we cover it. We cover it even if the money doesn't come in to pay our staff. You know what we do? We reach into our bank accounts and we cover it. Because that's what we do. Now I have people like Bob and Carol and my buddy Albert and others who have really reached deep to support us, and thank God they did. But I'm saying, I booked a couple of speaking engagements, or my PR person did, and we put every dime of it into. People can think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I put tens of thousands of dollars into an account so that we can make sure that everybody in our team stays on the team, because they're all committed. They're all saying, you know what, we love what you do, Kevin. And I mean, and keep in mind, these are people that are not getting a lot of money from us. They might as well, I mean, it's practically volunteer. I hate to chuckle, but it's true. But here's what I love about it. My staffers have been around for years. And I mean, and you could say, Kevin, you know, what are they betting on? They're betting on us. They're not betting on me. They're betting on us. Now, we've made some changes. We've gotten harder on what we're trying to accomplish. I'm telling people we're going to push our message out, whether people like it or not. And it's going to be a much harder message than most other people. But the people that gravitate to it, and there's many of them out there listening. Andy bought my merch. He sent me a shirt, a picture of him in the shirt. And many other people that have done the same thing, and they send their videos and you communicate with me. Thank you for that, because we need it. But, yeah. I'm just telling you, that is the situation. Anyway, get back to Harris. So she's a metaphor for the Democrats, because she's not liked. She's not effective. And all they do is they strategize on how can we get people to believe that she's as good, you know, that she's any good. How can we brainwash people? So they organize this dinner with a lady named Kiki McLean. She's a communication strategist and former advisor to Bill and Hillary Clinton. And they put this dinner together so they can raise her Q scores, make people believe that she's bigger than life, even though she's not. So this is the ticket, folks. I want you to understand. They got almost 82 million votes, we're told. And certainly you can believe it, because Biden and Harris were so popular going into the election. And certainly you could easily argue that Joe Biden is full of charisma and Harris is just, well, a star is born. What's this? I don't even know the song to A Star is Born. I only know. Can it be that it was all so simple then? I don't know the Streisand song for A Star is Born. Oh, man, but Kamala Harris, I mean, don't you just get gushy-gooey when you hear her name? I mean, have you ever seen her in public? I mean, she's so endearing to the public. Here's what The Hill said about her. Vice President Harris has some ground to make up in order to be perceived more favorably by the public. a complicating factor for the Biden administration as it maps out its midterm strategy. They're already blaming the black chick. This is like a movie where the black person has to get killed early. Except in this case, we're all cheering for this black person. This is metaphorically, people. I don't want her to die. I don't care about Kamala Harris. I don't mean any disrespect, but I don't care about her. She's not my VP any more than Joe Biden's my president, and I'm not saying that to be vindictive. They were elected in a coup. They didn't get 82 million votes. They have to launch a PR campaign to get Kamala Harris's Q scores up, and by the way, they have to do the same for Crazy Joe. So anyway, The Hill's saying 6 months into office, polls indicate Harris's view less favorably than Biden. She also made some tactical missteps, they said, outside of the White House that Democrats say show she hasn't quite found her bearings. That's a nice way to put it. Vice presidents historically do not outperform the leader at the top of the ticket, but her lower ratings haven't gone unnoticed. Let me tell you. If you can't outperform a brain-dead moron like Joe Biden, really? You're next in line? You were put there because people are afraid of. I mean, that's the person following Biden should be the most brilliant person in history, because they got to step in and fix a lot of stuff. He said in a trio of recent surveys, Harris earned a combined unfavorable rating of 46%, according to the aggregate, and it's 3 points below Biden's unfavorable rating of 43%. And I'm telling you right now, it's manipulated. Here's another article. Harris isn't very good at this. This is from the New York Post. The vice president has never won an election on her own outside of the hothouse of California politics, and it shows. On paper, she was a strong contender for the Democratic presidential nomination in 2020. Once the campaign started, she flip-flopped on health issues and couldn't take a punch from Tulsi Gabbard. Harris flopped out of the race before the voting began. At the time, she was polling at 3% nationally and 7% in the Golden State. I remind you, this ticket got 82 million people. Joe Biden got backed into putting her on the ticket even after she effectively called him a segregationist in a national televised debate. He had promised a female running mate. Then after George Floyd riots, he came under public pressure to pick a black chick. Amy Klobuchar pulled out of the Veep stakes, saying that a white woman shouldn't accept the job. There was only one black woman among the nation's top Democrat senators and governors. Guess who got the call? Sister girl got the call. Complete with, I mean, they should have just brought a whole trough of Colt 45 to go with it. Name me anything this woman has done effective since this coup occurred. Anything. I'll give you time left this while we take a break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law, and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439. 7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dixie Fire is continuing to grow in Northern California after destroying more than 1,000 buildings, nearly half of them homes. Director of the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, Mark Gilardocci, says while the fire is continuing to burn, a damage assessment is being done.
We are working to actively begin the process of getting that damage assessment done, and then we'll work with our partners at the Federal Emergency Management Agency to see about getting some additional aid if possible.
A new Mayo Clinic study is suggesting that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine declined to 42% effectiveness against infection amid the sweeping spread of the Delta variant, with the Moderna vaccine declining to 76%. This is USA Radio News. The first ever Major League Baseball game to be played in Iowa is set for tonight. The Chicago White Sox will play the New York Yankees at 6 o'clock Central Time in the Field of Dreams game, which is being played at the site of the 1989 film near Dyersville. Don Lansing's family owned the land where the movie was made. And as for planting corn after the movie was complete,
it was just so beautiful that it was miraculous that I couldn't possibly do it. I mean, even when some of the crew members left, they told me there's magic out here.
This field.
That audio courtesy of NBC's Today Show. The Texas Border Coalition is hoping the federal government will reopen land bridges to tourists. Coalition member Laredo Mayor Pete Sines says not letting tourists in hurts the border economy and overall health. The coalition set to meet with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I've got to play a clip of this doctor who spoke to a school board, and this is probably the best of any of the things that we've seen on the description of what's going on with this Wu Flu ruse and why you shouldn't get this shot that I've heard of anywhere. And I'm not being a homer. I tell you guys all the time, if you get the shot, it's okay. It would be like somebody saying to me, Kevin, I want to invest in this Nigerian email that I got. I would go, look, it's a scam, but it's your money. I'm not even going to tell you that you're stupid. It's your money. It's your, you can do what you want. If you want to burn money, I'm not going to stop you. I might ask you, hey, listen, if you don't mind not burning it, I'll take it. But I'm not going to stop you from doing crazy stuff unless you ask me. Now, if you say to me, Kevin, what do you think about the shot? Should I get it? I would go, man, I think only a monkey would get that shot. I'm going to answer you truthfully, but I'm not calling you a monkey. I'm just saying, if you do, and I get it. It's very nuanced, and I have friends that have gotten the shot. And I mean no disrespect. They know it. I love them to death. But I think it's a very ill-informed decision under the circumstances of this government. It's an ill-informed decision. Anyway, there are people out there talking about this shot and what the implications are long range in terms of the government being able to control you. Alex Jones has done stuff on it, and there's a thing he did on this 10, 12 years ago. It talks about population control. I firmly believe this shot has something to do with population control, but that's up to you to decide. But anyway, this doctor, on just this one aspect of it, what is creating these new cases, what they call these breakthrough cases? This guy gave the best answer to a city council, or maybe it was a school board, of anything I've heard. And I'll be honest, I don't listen to most of them because I'm so sick of getting them, because there's so many out there. But it was very succinct. 5 minutes. I'm going to play the entire thing because I want you to come back and reflect on this and listen to this podcast and tell others. This is the best. It's irrefutable. And he keeps talking about a thumb drive that he's giving out. It's irrefutable. And I want you to hear this.
Dr. Dan Stock, to address your comment, gee, it's hard to believe we're 18 months into this and still having a problem. And I would suggest the reason we still have a problem is because we're doing things that are not useful. And we're getting our sources of information from the Indiana State Board of Health and the CDC, who actually don't bother to read science before they do this. I'm actually a functional family medicine physician. That means I am specially trained in immunology and inflammation regulation. And everything being recommended by the CDC and the State Board of Health is actually contrary to all the rules of science. So things you should know about coronavirus and all other respiratory viruses, they are spread by aerosol particles, which are small enough to go through every mask. By the way, the literature that supports all of that is in a flash drive that we presented to you. It's been given to the Secretary. As a matter of fact, it quotes at least three studies sponsored by the NIH to that exact fact, even though the CDC and the NIH have chosen to ignore the very science that they paid to have done. That is why you keep struggling with this, is because you cannot make these viruses go away. The natural history of all respiratory viruses is that they circulate all year long, waiting for the immune system to get sick through the winter or become deranged, as has happened recently with these vaccines, and then they cause symptomatic disease. Because they cannot be filtered out, and they have animal reservoirs, and this is a very important point, no one can make this virus go away. The CDC has managed to convince everybody that we can handle this like we did smallpox, where we could make a virus go away. Smallpox had no animal reservoirs. The only thing it learned to infect was humans. That's why we were able to make that virus go away. That will not happen with this any more than it will with influenza, the common cold, respiratory syncytial virus, adenoviral respiratory syndromes, or anything else that has animal reservoirs. So the reason you can't do this is because you're trying to do something which has already been tried and can't be done. Equally important is that vaccination changes none of this, especially with this vaccine. And I would hope this board would start asking itself, before it considers taking the advice of the CDC, the NIH, and the State Board of Health, why we are doing things about this that we didn't do for the common cold, influenza, or respiratory syncytial virus. And then ask yourself, why is a vaccine that is supposedly so effective having a breakout in the middle of the summer when respiratory viral syndromes don't do that? And to help you understand that, you need to know the condition that is called antibody-mediated viral enhancement.
Speak English, Doc. We ain't scientists.
That is a condition done when vaccines work wrong, as they did in every coronavirus study done in animals on coronaviruses after the SARS outbreak, and done in respiratory syncytial virus, where a vaccine used in a vulnerable individual done the wrong way, which cannot be done right for a respiratory virus which has a very low pathogenicity rate, causes the immune system to actually fight the virus wrong and let the virus become worse than it would with native infection. And that is why you are seeing an outbreak right now. In fact, in that flash drive you're going to have coming to you and in the emails with six extra, will be a study showing that 75% of people who had COVID-19 positive symptom cases in Barnstable, Massachusetts outbreak were fully vaccinated. Therefore, there is no reason for treating any person vaccinated any differently than any person unvaccinated. You should also know that no vaccine, even the ones I support and would give to myself and my children, ever stops infection. In 2014, there was outbreak of mumps in the National Hockey League. The only people who came down with symptoms were the people who were unvaccinated or unknown vaccine status. Boy, that sounds like a great argument for vaccines. But a question that you should ask yourself, knowing that half of the people who came down with symptomatic disease had no contact with an unvaccinated or unknown vaccine status individual, where did they get the disease? And the answer was from the vaccinated individuals. No vaccine prevents you from getting infection. You get infected. You shed pathogen. This is especially true of viral respiratory pathogens. You just don't get symptomatic from it. So you cannot stop spread. You cannot make these numbers that you've planned on get better by doing any of the things you're doing, because that is the nature of viral respiratory pathogens. And you can't prevent it with a vaccine because they don't do the very thing you're wanting them to do. And you will be chasing this the remainder of your life until you recognize that the Center for Disease Control and the Indiana State Board of Health are giving you very bad scientific guidance. And instead, read the articles that are going to come in the email and are on this flash drive, and listen to the people in this audience here tonight who actually have recognized the advice they are getting from the CDC and the NIH is counterfactual. And that's why you're still fighting this with this vaccine that supposedly was going to make all of this go away, but it suddenly managed to make an outbreak of COVID-19 develop in the middle of the summer when vitamin D levels are at their highest. By the way, the other thing that would be necessary, any vaccine restriction to be considered, is if there were no other treatment available. And I can tell you, having treated over 15 COVID-19 patients, that between active loading with vitamin D, ivermectin, and zinc, that there is not a single person who has come anywhere near the hospital. And we already have studies that show that if you achieve a 25 hydroxy vitamin D level greater than 55, your risk of COVID-19 death will drop down to 1/4 of the population. average for the United States. And there are active treatment trials included on that flash drive, but this show the same is true. So if you were going to discriminate based upon vaccine, you should also discriminate based upon 25-hydroxyvitamin D level, zinc taste test response, and probably previous infection, since there are also studies on that flash drive that show that people who have recovered from COVID-19 infection actually get no benefit from vaccination at all, no reduction in symptoms, no reduction in hospitalization, and suffer 2 to 4 times the rate of side effects if they are subsequently vaccinated.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Therefore, the policies that you are basing on are totally counterfactual. I don't blame this board for that, because I know you aren't scientists and you thought it was reasonable to listen to the CDC, NIH, and the Indiana State Board of Health. But I would encourage that instead you listen to the people out here in this audience and read what's on that data drive. And if anybody here in this board has any questions about anything on that, I will happily come back and sit with you individually if you would like to explain the science behind this. And if you're worried about being sued by somebody because you don't follow the guidance of the CDC and the NIH, I will tell you, have a free pro bono expert testimony at your disposal. I will testify in defense of this board, turning down all these recommendations for free at any time in any court. Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. Was that not the best? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. First thing he tells you, it's an aerosol particle. Masks don't help. The second thing he says, you can't make viruses go away. They circulate all year long. They're waiting on you to have a compromised immune system or one that is in chaos. And you know why your immune system is in chaos now? Because of the Chinese. That bioweapon that they unleashed on the world has put everybody into chaos. He says you can't filter it out. It cannot be stopped because it has animal reservoirs. It's not like smallpox. It only infects human beings. Now, everything out there is a potential carrier. You can't stop it. You can vaccinate everything, cats and dogs and whatever else, or bats. And he says, what's worse, vaccinations. People think the vaccination is the cure. Here's what he's explaining on vaccinations. You get a vaccination, you're fighting the disease. As you don't have symptoms because your body fights it, you're sloughing off disease. Other people are getting your sloughed off disease. Whatever you breathe out of your lungs, etc. That's what's getting people sick. And he proved it by talking about mumps and other stuff. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Folks, we gave you the truth on this program. And that previous segment where that doctor's talking about all the issues related to these vaccines is a fact. That's common sense facts. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. The guy knows what he's talking about. And the political angle to everything that he says is, if you ask yourself, why are they doing this when you know that's what's happening? And this lady, Andrea Widberg, wrote a story. She says, the Democrats for much of the 20th century represented the American working class. However, they built their latest political empire by targeting myriad special interest groups, blacks, Hispanics, Asians, LGBT, Muslims, Jews, the handicapped, etc., in addition to the reliable college-educated white voters. despite Democrats paying to diversity, though the coalition's desperate members often dislike each other. That schism is showing as blacks and Hispanics realize that the vaccine passports that white Democrats are urging damage their communities. And she talks about the Boston mayor pushing back. I want to identify a program we're starting. By the way, we're going to have that video up on our website. Hopefully you'll get a chance to see it. But I want you to be informed about all of this, and I want you to really be able to push back. So we're doing this project where we're taking these iconic black images, or I say iconic images of the 1960s civil rights movement, colors only, bathroom, you know, which of course look like crap, pardon the pun, whites only diners, fountains for blacks and colors and things like this. And we're converting it to vaxxed and unvaxxed. And we're doing it in clever ways. So I've got a marketing team that we're developing these graphics. We're going to be developing videos. And we're going to be targeting Fauci and Biden as the people who are responsible for this. And it's going to be a full court press. I anticipate spending thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars to push this out as far and as wide as we can because, as I said, blacks and Hispanics have been resistant to getting this vaccine, to getting passports and other things. And all we got to do is keep this information in their faces. So here's a couple of articles that came out about this. No, black people, there is no white supremacist scheme behind the COVID vaccine. This is what is coming out. CDC, blacks and Hispanics still least likely to be vaccinated. Another article, U.S. black and Latino communities often have low vaccination rates, but blaming vaccine hesitancy misses the mark. Next article, young Latino and black people have the lowest rate of COVID-19 vaccination in L.A. County, new data shows. I don't need to give you any more data to tell you that black folks are like, you know what? We don't need it. You can't even panic blacks when they try to by saying this disease impacts black people more than it does anybody else. And of course, I gave you the stats on Africa, which completely debunks that narrative. 1.39% vaccination rate in Africa, 1.4 billion people, and they have less than 170,000 deaths. Africa's not worried. And the reason why Africa's not worried is they don't have the money that leftist, white, elitist leftists can go get. Let me put it a different way. If Africa was as wealthy as the United States, you would have a Wu flu outbreak in Africa. Because that's what the left, these elitists that run the world, would be doing. They would be targeting Africa and saying, let's go get that African money. But instead, they use African Americans here in the States to get our money. This is the biggest heist of money in the history of mankind. The article goes on. Given their consistent unwillingness to subject themselves to the vaccine, it will have a profound effect on blacks and Hispanics, the Democrat politicians and political bodies, mostly whites, on the one hand, and corporations, mostly white managed, on the other, are working together to demand vaccine passports to function in the modern world. Folks, this is not about you and me. This is about making their base capitulate. The base of blacks and Hispanics has been loyal to the left, and they've rolled over to get their bellies rubbed or get a tortilla or whatever you decide is your metaphor for it, is every time. But now the Democrats are going, they're not doing it. How are we going to get them? How can we make sure that they follow suit? So, you know, okay, federal government, you got to get a vaccine. United Airlines, let me tell you what United is doing. United is hoping that the federal government steps in and says, hey, look, whatever happens to you, we'll take care of you. Watch as you start seeing legislation along those lines. in New York, Bill de Blasio, requiring a vaccine passport for New Yorkers who want to eat inside restaurants as opposed to the street with the crazy homeless, this person writes. If you want to attend performances or go to the gym. Tim Carney, she writes, has rightly pointed out that this will create an illegal disparate impact. And here's where she says it gets hairy. There are great racial disparities in vaccination rates in New York, which means there will be a hugely disparate impact from de Blasio's rules. So effectively, they're saying black people and Latinos can't go inside of restaurants. Do you understand why we put this program together? Why we're going after this as a civil rights issue? Why the projects that we take on at the Kevin Jackson Network are uber important, because we are already ahead of the game. We understand what's happening. So here's what I want you to do. We're going to launch this. I hope you're on our mailing list. If not, go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Get on it. And then when we reach out to you, kick in a buck. Because we are going to make that, we're going to go to the black radio, pushing all the social media into the black community that's going to show iconic images of blacks being abused. And the only thing we're going to change is vaxxed versus unvaxxed. We're going to do the same thing for the Latino community. We're going to do the same thing for the Jewish community. And all I can tell you is we're already spending thousands of dollars, an exorbitant amount of time getting it together, and we hope everybody participates. Because nobody should have to carry a passport for a scam. A vaccine passport. Who would have ever thought in this country we would be talking about people moving around the country and having to show a passport to go to a restaurant, to travel from one state to the next? That is absolute insanity. It is tyranny that must be stopped. And I'm not saying it. Look, there are groups out there getting millions of dollars, and they are completely ineffective. They aren't coming up with stuff like this. And here's what's sad. They don't even want to support it because it isn't theirs, or they can't figure out how to profit from it. I'm going to lose money with this project, more than likely. And I don't have enough to make sure that it's to ensure its success. But I'm going to tell you, I don't care. I'm going to do it anyway. Because it will never be said that the Kevin Jackson Network team didn't push everything we had into pushing back against the nonsense. And let me tell you, if you have to get a vaccine passport at some point, it won't be because we didn't try. Anyway, they go on to say this. More than 47% of white New Yorkers are vaccinated, according to Bloomberg's tracker, compared to 33% of black New Yorkers and just under 45% of Hispanics. This means that black New Yorkers will be barred from public accommodations at a far higher rate than will white New Yorkers. Bit of an awkward policy. See, I love this. This is the conflict of leftism where you jump in and you go, oh, nicely done, Bill de Blasio. Thanks for bringing back segregation. See, eventually it'll go from vax to non-vax to blacks and white. It'll go right back to what it was in the 1960s. And we're going to be at the forefront. And the nickel, the dime, the dollar, the $10 that you give to this project will be the reason that it gets farther and wider. And eventually, you know what will happen? They're finally going to go, we need to abandon the idea of doing this. And they're not going to use this scamdemic. They may try another one, but they're not going to use this one. Because we're going to prove to them that they're lying. We're going to give them statistics on Africa and statistics on Latin America. Why aren't we hearing about all this, you know, chaos and over Wu flu in Central and South America? Where are these massive deaths? They don't exist.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.